Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of Mark Maron and the Temple of Doom.
When we last left Mark and Grace, they were tied together in an empty abortion clinic as the bomb planted by Randall Terry ticked away. On the plus side, at least Mark and Grace could spend their last remaining moments on Earth finally expressing their true feelings for one another.
Mark, you're a putz.
It's a stupid idea, Grace.
All I'm saying is you should at least try to shoot through these ropes. I did it in the trunk of a car once and escaped. That was the night I swore off men forever.
Shh. What's that? I hear someone outside.
I liberate this animal testing laboratory in the name of PETA.
Hold on. This isn't an animal laboratory. Where are the cages and disgusting odors?
Well, that guy kind of reeks.
Hey.
Don't try worming out of it, Malcolm. This obviously isn't the mascara testing lab. That's the last time I let you drive. I don't even know why you're in PETA. You don't even like animals.
Can we get a little help over here?
I had a cat until it jumped out my window.
Jumped or pushed? Hey, are those leather shoes?
Leather.
You've got to be kidding me.
Over here!
Over here! Hey, help!
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 Hey!
What the? Why are you tied up? What are you protesting?
No time to explain. There's a bomb in the room.
Hey, what's that rope made out of? Because if it's camel hair...
Hey, focus, Mr. and Mrs. Green Jeans. See that clock attached to the dynamite? Get rid of it now!
Why would I do that? We came here to plant a bomb.
Did they see they're protesting? Did I
throw that bomb out the window? This is an abortion clinic. Bomb! Abortion clinic. Get it?
I thought this place looked familiar.
Throw the bomb out the window now!
What, like this?
We thank PETA for liberating us and headed out to the parking lot. Where's our car?
You mean that smoldering pile of metal over there? Congratulations, boss. You managed to get car bombed without ever setting foot in Iraq.
Shut that thing off!
We need to find a bus stop.
I can't see a damn thing with this fog rolling in.
A man dressed in black stepped out of the shadows. I made him for a priest immediately.
What was your first clue? The white collar around his neck? The Bible? That music from The Exorcist?
Hey, this is my voiceover.
Mark Maron, lesbian assistant. My name is Father Damien, head of VSI Vatican, Satan Investigations. If you want to find the Antichrist... come with me.
How'd you know we were looking for the Antichrist?
Turn on the radio.
Mark, it's God. I see you've met Father Damien. Try not to blow him up. So Tom Cruise is getting married for the third time. That proves if your brain is washed enough, it will shrink. Shrink. Is this on?
Let's roll. Before we go in this room, I have to warn you. Do not touch the person in the bed, no matter what they say or do.
Oh, look who it is. Father Child Molester. Where have you been at daycare trying to pick up a hot date?
You two wanted to find the Antichrist? She's hidden inside that 15-year-old girl. Little help?
Hey, what's with the lipstick lesbo? You couldn't carry Ellen DeGeneres' jock. And your girlfriend blows a softball. And Maron, you suck. Mark Riley has been carrying you for...
Grace! Grace! Stop strangling her! I can take a few insults.
Take back what you said about my girlfriend!
I said don't touch her.
Father?
Satan's gone. For now.
Hey, are you Mark Maron?
Why, yes, I am.
Can you get me an autographed picture of Janine Garofalo? I'm a big fan of hers.
Father, are you sure the devil isn't still in there?
Will Mark and Grace be able to combat the dark forces and discover the true earthbound identity of the Antichrist? What part will Father Damien play? What other horror movies will we reference? And how could such a sweet young girl become possessed by an interest in Janine Garofalo? Find out next week when we hear Mark say...
Just make it out to Christine. She's a big fan of yours, and she's possessed by Satan.
Okay, whatever.
That's next week on Mark Maron and the Temple of Doom. And stay tuned later for the morning's edition Real Theater Company Players' heartwarming new sitcom, Life of Mark Riley.
Honey, I'm home.
What would you like for dinner?
The question isn't what I would like for dinner. The question is what dinner options are available and what would be the corresponding pluses and minuses of those particular options.
Okay. How about our vacation? Have you decided where you want to go?
Mad cow disease. Why isn't anyone talking about it? Is it the FDA's version of the Downing Street memo? What is the government trying to hide? We'll be talking about dinner, Mad Cow, and Vacations. Plus, we'll be taking your calls as soon as I get back from the bathroom. Don't go away.
Mark, I'm worried about you. If you're going to the bathroom, could you at least take off the headphones?
That's later on Morning's Edition Radio Dinner.